Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1353, recorded Saturday, February 18th, 2012. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Ford, featuring the EcoBoost engine with turbocharger and direct injection. Look for EcoBoost on the 2012 Explorer and Edge and the 2013 Escape. And, of course, at Ford.com/technology. And by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to Netflix.com/twit. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, do not attempt to adjust your sets. The sounds you hear are your own.
D-A-I-L.
And now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the Wiz himself. What a wonderful Wiz there ever was, if ever a Wiz there was. Dickie DGW DeBartolo!
Will! How you doing, pal?
I'm good. You got to elongate the vowels if you're a wrestler. I'm well. How are you?
I take prunes for that. Oh, did you say vowels? I'm sorry.
You know, there's a new game on the iPhone that's really, really good. It was written by the man who produces, Robert Lloyd Lewis, who produces Dexter. He actually showed it to us when it was in prototype. It's called Vowel Movement.
Oh, that's fun.
And the idea is it's like Scrabble, but you can move the vowels around. It's actually really fun. I highly recommend it if you're an iPhone user. I hope he does an Android version for us Galaxy Note users.
So I should be able to get that on the touch, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Vowel Movement. I think it's got a catchy name.
It does. I like it.
So how was your week, Dickie D? I see you every Saturday, but, you know, I have to find out.
Very busy week. It was a toy fair for looking at new stuff.
And that's exciting.
I'm doing all toy gadgets for this week's show. And then after I shot the piece for ABC News, I zoomed down to Miami for the International Boat Show. So next week it'll be gadgets from the Miami Boat Show, and then flew back last night in order to be here for this show.
Boom. I'm trying different ways of getting your lower third on. None of them are very... Woo!
Oh, wow, I like that.
I'll use that.
I like that.
It looks like it's coming from your lap.
It's great.
A little TriCaster fun.
I blew a little mileage yesterday because I found out the plane, even though it's a short flight, the plane from Miami to New York was a United 752 with sleeper seats.
Ooh, so you upgraded, did you?
I upgraded.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. Even though it's just 3 hours, I love those lay flat. Seats,
oh,
and you
awesome.
You can plug your iPod into your own 15-inch monitor. And
what? Really wait a minute, that's interesting. So you provide your own content, and they give you a monitor you can plug into?
I mean, there's a ton of channels there already, but there's your own iPod if you want to watch your own movies. I think it goes Miami, New York, and then I think it goes on to Scotland. I should have pretended to be asleep and go to Scotland.
You wake up in Glasgow.
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
I'd rather do the show. They'd probably wake me anyway.
So, you know, I will probably talk a little bit about this, but we haven't done a full review. But for those of you tuning in on video, you might notice Dick looks unusually bright today.
And it's not an educational thing.
So those new vitamins, the ginkgo biloba. You're on a new monitor. It's just temporary because we're reviewing it for the before you buy show, but this is the Samsung UN46D8000. It's a 46-inch monitor. The 8000 is their top of the line. It's got a keyboard on one side of the remote and a regular remote on the other side. I mean, it's a very fancy monitor, and it has all sorts of one of the reasons we got it is it has all sorts of apps on it and stuff like that. But it also looks really good. You look really good. Now, I'm going to change the picture mode. People are saying, oh, you must be in, you know, Best Buy mode. No, it dynamic. The standard is the Energy Star mode. But I'm going to put you in a natural movie mode. And it's a little bit, I think it's a little bit, oh, looks a little bit better. Yeah. That's probably the mode you'd want to be in all the time. This is a very sweet little little TV.
Am I in movie mode now?
You are. I could put you in 3D. You want to be
Myra? I don't give a damn.
I'm putting you in 3D right now. You ready? Watch this. Okay. Watch this. Dick is now in 3D.
And I'm gonna put on the
glasses because this is 2D to 3D conversion mode.
Wow.
And there. Wow. You're just coming right at me. Whoa. Wow. Actually, wait a minute. Whoa. Wait a minute, that works. I'm not kidding. You're going right at me. Holy camoly. Wow. Maybe we should do this show in 3D from now on. That's fantastic.
Wow, well, we did originally.
Wow, is that cool? So, yeah, this is
3D audio.
This also has apps. And one of the apps is us. So that's kind of that's
great.
Kinda, yeah.
So it's Wi-Fi enabled, then, right?
Yes, it is. It's Wi-Fi enabled, and you can see we've got Netflix, Hulu Plus. This is kind of new. They've got HBO Go on it now, which is kind of weird because I guess if this were a second TV, it'd be a good choice. Because in order for you to use HBO Go, you have to have HBO through your cable provider, and you actually log into your. Not all cable providers support this, so you log into your cable provider in order to use HBO Go. Well, if that's the case, then you probably already have it hooked up to your TV. But I guess if this were a second TV that's not hooked up to the cable, it'd be kind of cool because you could watch HBO shows right on it, which is kind of neat.
Oh,
yeah. So that's this is their smart.
Boy, now, what price range is that guy?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I'll find out for you before the show's over because I actually haven't done there. There's social TV. You got Facebook, Twitter, and Google Talk on the TV. You can look at your photos or videos. It's got a full web browser. It's pretty. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that if you're just tuning in, that's why Dick looks so good. And the thing I really like about it, and this is all the new TVs are doing this now, the bezel, you know, the frame, the plastic frame around it, is tiny. It's like a quarter of an inch. So you really, it feels like it's a bigger TV than it actually is because the picture goes all the way edge to edge.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll look up the price. Actually, chat room probably could tell me. $1,675. That's not bad. That's not bad.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not.
I mean, prices have fallen dramatically on these big screens.
All right. It's the kind of thing that an employer might give an employee at Christmas.
It's that or a turkey. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a turkey.
Well, I could always use a turkey. That's fine.
All right. We've got gadgets galore. I've got not only this, but other gadgets to show you. I know you have a few. We've also got a Warehouse Friday. We've got letters. We've got a lot to do. So you better get launched right into this, Dickie D.
Okay. So at Toy Fair, met the folks from Think Geek.
Oh, love them.
Okay. Now, it's very funny. They're introducing something new. It's not out yet, and they don't have the exact release date. But you have an iCade, right?
I do have an iCade.
Right. The iCade gaming cabinet is where you take your iPod, and you put it in the cabinet, and it makes it into an old-fashioned arcade video game.
It's kind of wild. And there's some special software that you put on there and all that.
Exactly. It sells for $100. So I was talking to Ty Liotta, who's the head of Think Geek Labs, and he was saying that not everybody has an iPod, but millions have iPhones and Android phones. So they are coming out with a little new gadget called the iCade 8-Bitty. And the 8-Bitty uses Bluetooth, and it's a little keypad that will let you play arcade games on your Android or your iOS little gadget. It's going to be under $25. Going to be $24.99.
I like the name. I get it now. 8-bitty. It's 8-bitty, like 8-bit, but it's little bitty.
Exactly. It's very cute.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
it is. Runs on two AA batteries. And as I said, it's Bluetooth enabled. And there are a lot of free games. There you go. There's a perfect.
It looks a little bit like, what is that, the SNES controller? Or
The early one, yes.
Yeah.
And also there's the public API specs, so you can, if you want to fool around and make your own games compatible with iCade. And as I said, they don't have a specific release date yet, but you can read more about it and see all the games it's compatible with at the ThinkGeek website.
You know, it's great. They even have the stick-on plastic wood grain veneer.
Yes, on the side. So
that's so funny. I mean, that is really, that's a nice touch.
It is.
They might have gotten a bunch of old, obsolete NES controllers that they could just put their branding on. They're somewhere in a warehouse, somewhere. How funny. No. Do they have a price for that?
$24.99.
That's great.
Yeah, they'll probably sell a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's IK8-bitty.
It'll be very popular with the nostalgia crowd.
Absolutely.
I was talking about this on the radio show today. You can date you can date people by what shows they like. Like, if they like the Brady Bunch, they're 37. Because it's just, because that was the show that was kind of the show that imprinted them when they were little baby ducks at the age of 9 or whatever it was. And I think you could say the same for games. Like, people who really love SNES games are really nostalgic about those. They're a certain age. 47, not 37. You're right.
People who like the Weekly Daily Giz was 67.
60 to 80. Right. Somewhere in there. So you could tell.
80.
So let me ask the chat room. Tell me, if you are a big fan, if you're very nostalgic about NES games, how old are you? Those of you who'd like to go, oh, I remember that controller. Oh, I love that controller. I figure 30, 34, 25, 42, 26. Well, I know I'm wrong. It's all over the place. Because I would guess it'd be somebody who was around 8, 9, or 10 when that thing was big. So I would say mid-30s. But I guess it's all over the place.
All over.
Yeah, it's all over the place. 79, 42, 55.
There's someone in there at a funeral home.
121. Now you guys are teasing me. Over 9,000. I think that guy doesn't even know what the question was.
I don't think so. He's still answering a match game question about how many hamburgers Dumb Dora ate.
Over 9,000.
Right.
Okay. That's cool.
I just have to say a funny thing that happened at Toy Fair. So this is the 25th anniversary of Find Waldo. And there's a gigantic...
Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo? I'm sorry. And there's a gigantic Where's Waldo wall. And I'm walking around with the cameraman. Actually, the cameraman hadn't shown up yet. And Dennis said, if you're looking for a place to shoot some video, that wall is great. And he said, look, there's a guy dressed as Waldo. And I have this thin, lanky guy with the glasses red and white striped thing. And I said to him, I asked him a question and he didn't answer. I said, is this one of those things where the character cannot talk? And he nodded yes. So I went to the PR person. I said, listen, I'm going to come back with a cameraman. I want to start talking about Where's Waldo, and can he just walk back and forth through the shot, and I'll just keep saying, sir, could you just get out of the...
Find Waldo here. Do you mind?
Yeah, exactly.
You keep getting in the way of the shot. Excuse me. Out of the way. I'm looking for a guy in a stocking cap and a red stripe. Yes. Could he be?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's funny.
2 hours later, we show up with the cameraman. He's gone.
Oh.
So it feels so stupid walking all over the booth saying... Where's Waldo? Excuse me. Do you know where Waldo is? Anyway.
You actually were looking for Waldo. The guy playing Waldo disappeared on you.
And he did.
That's
He had gone home. That's game one.
Now, wait a minute. Before you go on, I remember you were going to Toy Fair in New York, but then you were also going to the boat show, and you were going to pick me up a Nordic tug.
I got something different for you.
You were going to get me a Nordhaven, I think. Wasn't it a 55? Didn't we agree?
Well, I said it's 55.
Are you shipping it?
No, it's coming on its own bottom. You know, that's when a boat is not shipped. It just travels on its own bottom.
It just drags.
No, I found something a little more. I spoke to Lisa.
Yes.
And I said, Lisa, I'm in for about $2.5 million. Is that okay? Ooh, and she said,
good. That should be good.
Do $100,000.
What?
So I found something for $100,000. But that's next week's show. I shot you some video.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, well, you may not be once you see this video.
I'm so thrilled, Dick. It's so kind of you.
Well, it's good for you and the staff and looks nothing like that.
Cutting through the water with a beautiful wake on a sunny day and just looks
so... it'll do that.
Yeah.
It'll do that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But not much more. But
Can I sit on the front there with a pretty blonde and we could just sail off into the sunset? That would be fun.
Yeah. I wouldn't sail too far off into the sunset, but you can do that.
I have a bad feeling about this. I have a really, really bad feeling about this.
No. It's interesting. Let's leave it at that. It's interesting.
Now, do we want to draw in the dark right now?
Yeah, well, I'm just set it up by saying you always run to the press room and you always go, so what are the hot items?
Right.
And she said there are two big themes at the show. One is things that glow in the dark. Uh-huh. And it is fascinating because I don't know how it happens that like 2020 manufacturers will all come up with their lava.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very, you know, I don't know if there's international espionage or someone just sends out a big thing in July to every toy manufacturer and says things that glow in the dark. I don't know why. But this was an interesting thing that glows in the dark from Crayola. And this is it.
Let's roll that tape.
Roll it.
Hey, Dick Bartol, the Giz Whiz and Mad Magazine's maddest writer at Toy Fair. One of the events at Toy Fair, not one of the events, one of the things, one of the trends at Toy Fair is toys that glow in the dark, okay? This is really neat. This is from Crayola, and it is their digital light designer. So look at this. It lights up, and we're going to have you, and I'm going to have you go into the drawer screen for me. So the pen, when you touch very, he's touching color. He's doing blue. Okay. Now he's doing how thin the line will be, and he's drawing a line, but I'm going to draw a logo, okay? So there's kind of a paintbrush option here where face, mustache, eyes, I'm happy, a smile, and so this can do special effects. You can play games, you can draw, and it can also...
Special effects, movie mode,
under $50, an animation. It's from Crayola, Digital Light Designer. And this is coming, when is it out?
Fall 2012.
Fall of this year. It's pretty nifty. Things that glow in the dark. Dickie Bartolo, Mads, Maddest Rider, and the Giz Whiz with this week's weekly daily Giz Whiz video.
Wow. It looked like a flying saucer that was about to take off.
It's kind of fun. So you can save 50 images. You can then go back and edit them. You can draw the images and tell the device to animate what you've drawn.
Hmm.
There are 50 games. There's follow the go through the maze. What are some of the other devices things? Oh, there's melting. It can take your drawing and make the drawing melt or do mashup, take things you've drawn and do a mashup of them. It's kind of unique. And what's sort of interesting is that Crayola, that was all they made was crayons years ago. Every year comes up with some sort of new crazy way to use color. So it's kind of fun. And it's ages 6 and up.
But I can't eat the burnt sienna one and turn my poop brown. So... That's not
fun. Were. You must have been a really fun child. I'm kind of glad that we didn't know each other.
I like eating Crayolas. I mean, it's not as tactile. I would hate to take away the. They're going to still make crayons, aren't they?
Oh, I think they are. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Mm.
Let us pause for a moment.
Digital Light Designer runs on 4D batteries. Batteries not included.
Was it noisy? Because it sounded kind of loud.
It is a little bit noisy, but they had a bunch of them running. Entire room was dark, and they had different places where a lot of different stands where everybody was playing these games.
Right, right. The light bright for the 21st century, somebody said. It kind of is.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. That's very good.
All right, Dick, hey, speaking of high tech, new technologies, 21st century design. Let's talk about Ford, our favorite car company, the Ford Motor Company, and their great cars and their great engines. We've talked a lot about the technologies that go into modern Ford vehicles, the Ford Sync and My Ford Touch, the capless fuel filler, all the stuff that goes into Ford. But we rarely talk about, and we really should talk about, the engines, because after all, it ain't much of a car if it doesn't have an engine. And we have mentioned they're doing electric, they're doing hybrid, they're doing plug-in hybrid. But, of course, gas engines are still the best sellers in many areas of the country. That's really what you need. But how do you make a gas engine more powerful and more fuel efficient? Seems like competing technologies. Well, no, the EcoBoost engine does both. You get
the 2.5-liter EcoBoost twin turbocharged direct injection V6.
Did you hear what he said? He said the twin turbocharged direct injection. It is amazing what they're doing with this engine to give it incredible performance and yet great fuel economy. So he mentioned the direct injection. What it does is direct injection produces a cooler, denser charge that it generates more power per drop of fuel. And then it's got a turbocharger. But, you know, sometimes people who have cars with turbochargers, what a turbocharger does is it takes energy from the engine's exhaust to spin turbine wheels, which then compress the air that's going in to give it considerable improvement in output per a gallon of gas. But the problem with turbochargers, if you've ever had one in the past, is that sometimes there's that turbo lag and you kind of get, the performance hit. They're doing something really interesting. They've got two smaller engine-cooled turbochargers. They spool up much more quickly than a single larger fan would. And so the response time is incredible. So each turbine is coupled to a compressor that pressurizes the incoming air. You get instantaneous low-end torque responsiveness, no turbo lag. It's just one of the many ways Ford is reinventing automotive science, automotive engineering, and doing such a good job. I invite you to go to the website, ford.com/technology, to learn about the EcoBoost engines. There's the 2-liter EcoBoost on the 2012 Explorer and Edge, giving those big cars small car fuel efficiency. And then the 2013 Escape will have both the 2-liter and a 1.6-liter option. So really exciting stuff. And while you're there, do take a look at everything else that the amazing Ford vehicles can do. Best in class in fuel efficiency, in performance, and in just high-end coolness. Ford.com/technology. Go to your Ford dealer and drive one today. We thank them for supporting the Weekly Daily Gizwiz, the only people who really love us, Dick. It's the Ford people.
You have the chat room people.
And the chat room people, they pretend to love us, but I think they're just trying to get free copies of Mad Magazine. Speaking of which, you'd only have till how much longer before the...
Till the end of February. Well, one extra day because it's leap year.
But this is kind of last few weeks then to go to gizwiz.biz. Can people enter more than once?
Yes. You know, I mean, don't be nutty, because one day I happened to be sitting there, and there must have been about the 30th entry I just entered the person.
Same guy.
I have to read all these. Give somebody
Same
a chance.
Guy.
Oh, okay.
So go to gizwiz.biz, gizwiz.biz. Click the What the Heck Is It contests button, and then you'll see right here you got to tell us what that is. And what you're playing for is an autographed copy of this Mad Magazine, the March-April 2012 edition of Mad Magazine, with Mike and Molly on the front, television's biggest stars.
Yes.
I love it.
They are. You know, it's very funny because sometimes the PR department at Time Warner tries to get a special magazine to break the cover. So TV Guide said, oh, we'd like to show the cover. And then when they saw the cover, they said, no, we don't. Maybe the stars would be offended by this. So we don't want to do it. Anyway.
That's sad.
I know. They don't get satire.
No. I think it's funny. I don't even know who Mike and Molly are.
Oh, yeah. It's a sitcom.
Yeah.
And they're fat heavy people.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the question. What is that? Now, by the way, there's only 12 Mad Magazines for the right answer. There's 24 for the best cute, silly answers. So get in there. Get inventive. Get a chance to win Dick's autograph on a copy of the magazine. Still unknown what's worth more. How are those auction sales going, by the way?
Let's see. The auction sales... one man I sold for like $40.
That's good.
I just sold some Alfred E. Newman coasters for $25. I thought they'd do a touch better, but I have to pay anybody commission outside of eBay. I got my check from Heritage. 40 copies of Mad, including Japanese Mad. Really a rare copy. $302.
Well, that's okay.
Minus my $189 for FedEx.
That was
so
your
I cleared like $91.
Oh, jeez, Dick. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem. It's a learning experience.
If people go to your website, can they? Will they? Could they?
You know what? I will. By the time this is posted, that's a very good idea. I will put the link to Mad auctions.
You do have Gizwiz garbage there. So they can get their Gizwiz hats and throat lozenges. I don't know what you're selling. But, and Gizmos Ahoy for the boaters.
And
all of that stuff. But, not yet any link to the auctions. I think, Dick, that you might be missing a bit.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, let's get those auction links up. Now, time for gadget number three.
Gadget number three. I was kind of surprised to see this at Toy Fair. Have you ridden a Segway ever?
Oh, many times, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, picture, and Segways are $5,000, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So picture.
Although they're getting cheaper all the time. Ever since the president of Segway went off that cliff, the prices have tumbled, so to speak. Plummeted, you might even say.
Oh, yeah. Did Lisa tell you Segway was interested in sponsoring this?
Never mind. I don't even know if they're still in business. Are they still making these things?
I don't know. But imagine if you had a device that took a single wheel off the Segway, and
that seems a bad idea.
Your way to travel. Okay?
A unicycle Segway.
I invite you to go to solowheel.com.
Oh, dear.
Now, Leo, the people at the show were amazing.
Yeah.
This is a...
why don't you clear your throat and get it over with?
I will.
Just go for it. Just a...
I did it, and I'm glad. Okay, so you...
Well, no half measures here. We go all the way.
We go all the way. You charge this device up.
Yes.
It takes 2 hours to charge it.
Look at this. Look at this guy. He's riding it down. Yeah. That's what?
You just ride the wheel.
Oh, come on.
There's a gyroscope inside. And the reason I thought it was strange to be
Is it
at
easy?
Toy Fair,
Is it easy?
You know what? They asked me, did I want to ride it? And I said, I preferred to go home in a cab rather than an ambulance. So I turned down the ride. But she rode in and out of the booth at the show. The top speed is 10 miles an hour. You can go up to 20 miles on a single charge. The maximum weight capacity is 250 pounds.
Oh, that rules
now,
me
it's
out.
Still kind of pricey.
Mike and Molly, too.
It's $1,795.
It's less than half a Segway.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is less than half a Segway in every respect. But the neat thing is, when you get to your office, you just fold up the two little foot pedals.
Yeah, it's like a briefcase.
Yeah.
How much does it weigh? 26,
it's 26 pounds.
That's a heavy briefcase. All right.
It's a heavy briefcase. But it's pretty ingenious.
I want one of these.
It was strange to be. I said to Dennis, Leo is either going to think this is suicide or he's going to say he
Somebody in the chat room called it a face plant machine.
A face plant?
You know what a face plant is? Where you're, boom, face down in the cement.
Yes, face down.
So the reason you didn't ride it. You didn't ride it. I wish you'd ridden it.
Nah.
I want to see how hard it is to ride.
Yeah. The company says, we strongly recommend children under the age of 15 do not use the solo wheel. Children 15 and up should use it with adult supervision.
I have to say, I'm watching on the YouTube site. People ride this, and I notice that they are doing some balancing with their hands. They're like, you know.
Oh, yes, a little bit.
Yeah, look at that guy. See? I think you have to have some pretty good balance to do this.
I would think you would. And also, if you ever hit a pothole or something.
Well, that's the face plant.
That's inside a building.
I do like this because the bad thing about the Segway, you look kind of geeky on one of those.
Oh, this, yeah, no one will know.
This one, they won't even know. They can't tell. Oh, my God, he's not moving his legs. Yes, he's a very smooth walker. How does he do it? Oh, he even goes on grass.
Goes on grass.
I could, you know, look, I want one of these. I think Henry should have one. But I do note that the people who are riding.
You want to know something? I have the name of the PR person.
We should get a review unit.
I'll put them in touch with you.
I do know that the people riding this have a very intensely concentrated look.
Yes, they do.
They're paying attention. They go, oh, I could fall at any minute. Yeah.
But the thing was, at Toy Fair, they rode down a crowded aisle in and out of people. And I thought, boy, well, maybe they've been doing it for 10 years, but I was impressed.
I they're not wearing helmets. That's a mistake.
They do tell you in all the literature, make sure you're wearing all protective gear.
If this were like self-balancing, I would really be interested in this.
Well, it has a gyro in it.
Because then I could text while I'm driving it. And I think that would be really handy to have something. Because I always, you know, I always want to send text messages whenever I get behind any wheel.
Yeah, that's a good. I think that's good.
Yeah.
And you know what else? You could bring up the instruction manual as you're using it.
Perfect.
And read about it.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. These safety tips have been brought to you by Solo Wheel.
I do note that doesn't say anywhere in the videos, caution professional driver on a closed course. So it must be.
No, well, they weren't. You could see they were on.
They weren't. They were unprofessional drivers on an open course. So I don't know. I like it. I think that's. I want one.
Okay.
I clicked the where can I buy one button and nothing's happening. So maybe I. Did they say they were out?
No, you have to click the buy online button.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looks like they have no retailers yet.
Right. I'm tempted.
Okay.
And by the way, Steve Wozniak plays polo. He has Segway polo. I think this would even be better for polo.
Yeah. Get them for the staff.
I'm going to get get wheels and mallets for the entire staff and let them ride around
and
wrap
things.
Well,
you have the mallets already.
Yes, I think so.
And I have the bruises to show.
Dick, I have a gadget this week that you are going to, I think, enjoy. But in order for me to do my turn-the-table turkey, you, my friend, you must introduce it to the world.
Okay. Dick T. Bartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer. Get closer to the computer because this is going to knock your socks off. Something really neat. And I say neat as in this could be a piece of crap. On Leo's Turn the Table Turkey.
Does that look just like me?
Wait a minute.
Is that
me?
You
have your own action
figure? I have a Leo action figure, and you can, too. How about that?
What?
This comes to me. It just arrived in the mail yesterday from that.
That's pretty good.
Well, does that, okay, well, that's my question. Does that look like me? Kind of
yeah,
does.
No, or is it Lisa?
It's me or it's Lisa. No, it looks a little bit.
I think
little
it's
bit
good.
It's an action figure, fully clothed with articulated limbs.
That's where they went wrong. You don't wear pants.
Well, you can take them off if you want. It is anatomically incorrect, but I'll leave it to you to find out what's wrong. So this comes to you or comes to me from thatsmyface.com. They create action figures of anybody from a photo, from a still photo of you.
Is that a mic in your hand? Is that what
No, I should. From? I could put a mic there. That would be funny, wouldn't it? It's got the fingers. I could hold a mic, or I could be saying.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was okay.
I could, or you know, well, you can. It's an action figure, so you could do a lot of different things. In this case, I'm saying, shh, don't tell anybody where I came from. The clothes are a little more stylish than I wear, I have to say. and they're real buttons and everything. And there's actually a belt, a leather belt, and nice shoes. It's kind of nice. It is not my shoe size. I tried them on. But anyway, I don't know. I think it's, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah. Now, it's got to be expensive because they'd make them one at a time, right?
Well, I'm not sure because I look like Brian Brushwood, so they might have made us both of ours at the same time. I don't know. It's gifts with personalized faces, and I'm going to send you to the website right now, and you can. And they say it's easy on the budget, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see yourself in 3D. You just upload the photos, and they'll show you exactly what it's going to look like, and then you get the head, and you can put it on a variety of 6, 4, and 12-inch action figures. The 6 and 4-inch figures, custom-made, $79. The 12-inch, $129. But they also do, for $39, 3D portraits, where your face is actually coming out of the picture. Okay? Or if you want to do, like, Mission Impossible, they'll do custom masks. So imagine getting a mask.
Wow.
Is that wild? That looks like you. Is that not crazy?
That is bizarre.
So the masks custom made from $29. I guess it probably depends on how complex it is. I think it's kind of cool. So that's myface.com. The action figures start at $79. The 3D portraits and masks, $39. Ornamental heads, you can get one for everybody, $89. One for every finger. And they do paper crafts and other stuff, too. Look, I don't know anything about it. It just arrived in a box. I don't know if somebody ordered it for me or if the company sent it to me. It didn't say. It does say, please avoid banging.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah. It says, please avoid banging, wetting, or scratching the head.
Oh, the three things that you tend to do.
Well, I think they're doing this with a 3D printer. It feels like, I don't know what they've made it out of. It says it's not ductile soft plastic. And what you do is they provide it with some glue. Here, Brent's going to adjust the camera.
Both of us today. They provide, glue comes with it?
Yeah, well, you got to glue that because you got to. Okay, here, let me disrobe. God, I've wanted to say that for years. So, by the way, chiseled six pack ab. How do you like that?
You've been going to that gym really a long time.
I won't take off the pants, but so the head, you know, this is kind of a stock action figure, and the head fits right onto the kind of the post. But then you could just leave it loose, but I glued it down. So, you know, that way it doesn't fall off.
I see.
And they give you super glue or knead-tight putty that you can put it on there. So I think this is kind of cool.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah. I think it's probably printed with a 3D printer. It feels like that same material. You can then go to UrbanSamuraiHobbies.com and get additional parts or weapons for your figure or whatever else you want. And they offer you a discount code. That's my face. Is that not wild?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty. I think it's pretty good.
Does it look?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like me. The nose is not quite right. The eyes are.
It gets ruined when you open the jacket, but when it's
no, that's exactly. Yeah, that's actually the most accurate part of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
No, yeah. I think you,
you hide it well.
Yes, I do. Well, it's hidden under a rather large layer of fat. I think the eyes look about right.
Yeah, they do.
The nose is not quite right. The hair's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know where they even got the picture that they're working from. I imagine if you go to the site and, you know, upload some pictures, you could then find one that looks even more like you. And if you go
because the World Wide Web is so wide, I'm willing to bet there's a picture of you somewhere that someone could actually get a hold of.
You think?
Just a wild, crazy.
I don't know. We try to keep those off the World Wide Web.
Yeah, I know. And you're Mr. Security, and somehow a picture got out.
I'm Mr. Private. I don't like to air my grievances. So if you have any doubts, they do have on the website some pictures of well-known people like President Obama. You can see how well they do. I mean, that looks to me that looks pretty good. That's a pretty good President Obama head. And I guess this video, I don't know. Oh, you could use it for a makeup artist. Could stick pens in it.
Oh, great.
They have different uses. That was a Bruce Willis head. Oh, look, you even have brains. If you want to put brains in there. See, they didn't send me the one with brains. These are custom heads.
Oh, okay.
So you can put hair in them or whatever. Wow. You get a full head, a box head, a brain case, a cup head, or a pin head. Pin heads start at $109. I think this is really kind of cool.
If you really want a unique, unusual gift,
imagine
you're not
giving
get
this to a kid. Yeah. I think the Obama head looks pretty good, but they may have put a little more effort into that one.
I was just going to say, yeah. Or is that you? I get the mixed up. Oh, okay.
That looks like Jesse Ventura. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah.
These are fun. Anyway, to give you an idea, this is the Leo face.
No, I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. I don't know if I showed this to somebody and they'd say, my God, that's you. I don't think that would be their reaction.
Well, if you show it on Twit and you say, who is this? But if you brought it to a restaurant, if a stranger brought that to a restaurant and said, who is this?
I think it would be. Actually, I brought it to a restaurant the other day and it had some soup. it's my new little friend.
The good thing about it is probably it just ate like 15 cents worth of soup.
It doesn't eat a lot. That is a good thing. It's completely articulated, so you can have fun. Oh, I think I broke something. Wow. You can have fun making it do strange things, silly walks, and so forth. Okay. Look at that. There I go. I'm running for cover there.
John Cleese. This is your John Cleese invitation.
Silly walk. Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
I do, too.
Wait a minute. They say they've done John C. Dvorak? That can't be true. Let's look. They do a John C. Dvorak action figure. Wow, that does kind of look like him. Let me pull this up here. That actually is.
So evidently the person who owns this company likes tech people.
Yeah. Maybe they sent one to John, too. Yeah, it kind of looks like John. That's his mouth.
Yeah.
I think he borrowed my hair, but that's his mouth.
Or Bill Clinton. One and the other.
They're not perfect, but I think it's kind of fun. That's neat.
Yeah, no, it is.
Anyway,
it is fun.
I look like I'm prancing, actually. But I love having this. So if whoever sent this to me, I don't know if it was John C. Dvorak or thatsmyface.com, thank you for the face. And you know, I think it's under $100. That's pretty good. So that is my pick of the week. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to take you to the Gadget Warehouse. And we have letters, too, right, Dick?
Yes, we do.
But first, a word from Netflix, the greatest deal in the world for streaming content on your television, on your PlayStation 3, your Xbox 360, your Nintendo Wii, your iPad, iPhone, Android phone. I was watching it on my Galaxy Note the other day, and I just it's so cool. I love this Galaxy Note, by the way. At first I thought, oh, it's too big, it's gimmicky, it's not going to, nobody's going to want a phone that's this big, and yet it's great, especially if you want to watch Netflix. It's superb,
yeah, super.
Right? Yeah. Let me just show you. So the app is free, and Netflix costs $7.99 a month. Oh, there's a new version. I won't update it right now. $7.99 a month for anything unlimited. I mean, Star Trek, TV shows, classics from Hollywood. And I'm in the middle of a couple of movies. Let's start Battlestar Galactica up here. So all I did was press the play button. By the way, this new case I have is actually really great for Netflix because it's a little stand like that.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so you can, when I get on the movie in the plane or whatever. And look at that. We're watching Battlestar Galactica. It's beautiful. Streaming right to my phone. I want you to try it. You can get it free for a month if you go to netflix.com/twit. netflix.com/twit. And if you like it, $7.99 a month. I gave it to my mom for her birthday, and she loves it. Look at the quality on this. It's just fantastic. I actually, I realize I'm lying in bed, and I have a big screen TV, but it's at the end of the bedroom, and it's, there's these 2 feet in the way. So I thought, if I hold this right here, it's bigger. I compared it. I'm looking at the TV. This. It's bigger if I hold this phone right in front of my eyes. So I'm watching movies. I got my head on the pillow, the phone like this, and I'm right there. I'm in the movie. Netflix.com.
Wow.
/twit. It's a perfect accompaniment to your iPad. Oh, you know what's going to look good? If that new iPad really is a Retina display, which all the rumors say it is, Netflix will be awesome on that. I bet you they'll do a 1080p version. Netflix.com/twit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times, because we are about to travel to a very strange place. A place where gadgets go to waste their life away. Gadgets that are unloved, unwanted, unmade. Gadgets that no one would ever want again. Dick DiBartolo carefully cultivates and curates this collection of weird and wild gadgets here in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the curator of Dick's Gadget Warehouse, Ricardo Di Bartolo.
Yes, Leo.
Yes.
So I wanted to keep the toy theme going.
All right.
And I went back to 2008 and found we both had our doubts about Spear Hat. Do you remember? Do you remember Spear Hat?
I vividly remember Spear Hat.
So I thought, where is Spear Hat today?
Yes.
Now, Leo, if you go to their website, there it's still up. So Spear Hat, you had to buy two of them for it to work. So Spear Hat is a hat you wear with a giant arrow on the top.
Is that sharp? Arrow? Is it a fairly? It looks pointy.
Well, you know, it's kind of sharp because one of the games is catch the fruit, where you throw an apple in the air.
So it has to impale the fruit.
It has to impale the fruit. Right. Otherwise, you can't determine.
Wouldn't be much of a game.
Yeah, exactly. The winner. And so there's no buy button there, but there is an info at Spear Hat button.
And I like the privacy policy of this email. It says, we will not sell your info unless we get a really good offer.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
That's a good privacy policy.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not going to just give it away arbitrarily.
No, I want them to get something for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I send Spear Hat an email. And this is one of my letters. This is from them, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for inquiring about Spear Hats.
Yes.
4 years ago, we introduced Spear Hats at Toy Fair 2008.
Yes.
We didn't have the best location because we weren't actually in the Javits Center.
Oh.
But rather at a folding table we set up on the street. Our table and display was quickly confiscated by the police.
Oh.
Things, no, listen, Leo, we play an important part in this.
Oh.
Things did not look good until April 2008, when a podcast, see, he doesn't know who this came from.
Right.
When a podcast called The Daily Gizwiz talked about our fine product, sales tripled.
Wow.
We'd only sold one spear hat till then. After the netcast, we sold three.
We do have a picture of them running away from the police from
April
2000.
There they are.
Yes,
there
yes,
they are.
Yes.
There they are. We didn't sell any in the intervening 3.5 years, but then,
yes,
like a miracle.
Like a miracle.
Your exciting email arrives.
Oh.
It was short, well written, and we will never forget those magical words. Are you still in business? We weren't. But the chance of selling another spear hat has us jumping for joy. If you want to order a pair, you need two to play the game, let us know. We'll reassemble the production team, buy the supplies, custom manufacture the two spear hats. It's labor intensive, so it'll take at least 24 hours from the time we get your order to the time we ship it. 4 hours if you're in a hurry. Owner, inventor, and lounge singer, Chicklets.
So Chicklets. The spear hat lives.
Yes. And it's, oh, I'm sorry. P.S. Look for our new game, Pin the Sword on the Party Guest. And their slogan, we make the sharpest games in town. So this, we may have made fun of it, but, you know, it's like, it's custom. Like your action figure.
It's just,
the Leo Laporte action
you
figure.
Made to order. Exactly.
Made to order.
Here come the Gizwiz letters now. Here come the Giz. I said the Gizwiz letters now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The
wow,
Gizwiz letters.
That figure even dances.
It's a dancing fool.
Oh, my word.
I'm going to put it on the mantle of honor.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Next to the orange crate of horror. So I'm considering that my letter, but Mark Forrester responded to something we were talking about last week, even with a little memory photo.
Oh.
And I sent that on to
I
you.
I have the memory photo right here. Look at that. Look at there. That's Kodak Tri-X 400 film. We were talking about the fact that Kodak had declared chapter 11.
Chapter good today, huh?
I don't know. chapter 11 bankruptcy and was getting out of the camera
business. And then I asked, did they make film at all anymore?
Yeah.
And you said?
I thought they did not, but in fact they do. They make it, and this is it right there. That's the three boxes that they
and it came from Mark Sekonig.
Oh, Mark Sekonig. That's our old friend, the optometrist.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, I was wrong, but I do remember that they only have, you know, the ektachrome, which Kodak always had to process. You know, the ektachrome process is something most people don't do themselves. I think that they... only have one ektachrome processing plant left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they did close many of those.
Mark had said, my daughter's taking a photography class in the 10th grade. She's doing darkroom work for the
wow,
second year in a row.
Her. That's neat.
And look at what they made her buy today.
Tri-X.
So they still have,
wow.
Yeah, Tri-X film.
I found here at the APUG.org, the Association of Professional Photographers site, some sources of Kodak film, used Kodak film. This is some Ektachrome 7 Pro Packs, expired August 2005, just $12 per Pro Pack. Here's some Ektachrome E100 from...
Did you say used film? What did you
just say? Used film. It's expired in 2003.
Oh, awful.
Here's some Fujichrome Provia, expired 2002. But wait, there's more. I think I'll pass on the expired film. Thank you very much.
Wow.
There is a market.
Do you remember when they came out with Ektachrome that you could develop and get developed within an hour?
Yeah, yeah.
And at the MAD conventions, we would, during the day, run around film people, eating and whatnot,
right.
And then put it in a slideshow for that evening. And people were like, how did you do that? That was just me this afternoon.
It's a miracle. It's so amazing. How did you get it back?
How did you get that action figure that looks just like you?
Wow.
That's what people say today.
They say that now. I had that made personally.
Not long.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Mark Sekernig. He calls himself Forrester because...
Yes, we call him Forrester.
We call him Forrester.
He prefers his own name for some strange reason.
I don't understand.
I think it's something to do with the phone book.
That phone book's overrated. Don't forget, if you want an autographed copy of magazines from MAD, that's kind of what I have right here. This is autographed by Dickie D himself. You can get the new one with the Mike and Molly cover. All you have to do is go to gizwiz.biz and have a great, funny... Do you have any right answers yet?
One.
One?
I don't look at them all. Sometimes if I have nothing to do, I start looking through them.
If I have nothing to do, I'll go through the mail. There are... That means 11 more Mad Magazines for the right answer, 24 for the best clever answer. Go to gizwiz.biz for your chance to win. You've got just 11 days left.
Yes, and if you live outside Canada and the U.S., we'll give you a shout-out on the show, and, you know.
We got to get Dick at stamps.com so he can mail internationally.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
By the way, I did get the autographed copy of Mad Magazine, and then all of a sudden from The Economist, I was stunned. I got this.
An autographed copy of The Economist?
It's got my name on the cover.
Wow.
Says The Economist. Hey, Leo Laporte, here's your next big idea. Look at that. On the cover of The Economist. I don't know how they did that.
It must be some sort of printing thing.
Oh, you're just ruining everything.
Well, wait, I'm going to go out and I want to buy that copy. Would you autograph it if mine says Leo Laporte?
Yeah, I will. I don't think it will, though. I think this is a one of a kind. It actually came from Ontario, Canada. They apparently, this is a promotional item from Canada, so that I will talk about Canada more often.
Magazines can do very, very tricky things, especially the little magazines.
Yeah. All right, Dickie D, the time has come for us to say goodbye to all our family. D-I-C, see you real soon. K-D-E-B-A, hey, what's happening? R-T-O-L-O. So long, Dickie.